From NPR News, it's day to day. Tennis news, anyone? From Wimbledon, an announcement today. They're going to start playing women and men players the same amount for winning. This is after years of resistance to that from the All England Club. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us. Amy, hi. All the other Grand Slam tennis events have been paying men and women the same prize awards for years. How come Wimbledon wouldn't?
Well, you know, women have been playing at Wimbledon since 1884, and that year the male champion won a gold prize worth 30 guineas. The female winner got a silver flower basket worth 20 guineas. So this is a long tradition. And remember, we're talking about a tournament that still requires its players to wear all white. They're supposed to bow or curtsy to the Queen or the Prince of Wales if they're present. And unequal pay has just been another tradition the club has clung to. But really how they've justified it is that the men play more tennis. To win a match, men have to win 3 out of 5 sets. Women have to just win 2 out of 3. And because women also tend to play doubles as well as singles more often than men do, the idea was that they could potentially earn more money anyway.
I don't know if you can really track this, but I think people often are really more interested in women's tennis than they are in men's tennis. Maybe that's part of the change here. I don't know.
Well, that I think that is part of it. But, you know, the public pressure has been really intense. 2 other Grand Slam tournaments, the U.S. and Australian Opens, have given equal prizes for years. And for the first time last year, the French Open gave its first place winners equal prizes, though the men's overall purse is still larger. You've also had prominent players like Venus Williams and John McEnroe lobbying for equal pay. I talked with Donna Lopiano, who heads the Women's Sports Foundation. She says it's harder to justify equal pay, for example, in golf, where the women's and men's tournaments are separate events. Lopiano says those events draw different crowds. Maybe one is televised on a broadcast network, the other on a small subscriber network.
And in those cases, when the events are separate by men and women, you can see where differences can come into play. But if you have one event that has both men and women in it, there's no reason why it should.
Amy, if this is not going to change the prize payout in golf, are there other pro sports that you think could be affected?
Well, one long-term sports journalist and feminist, I should say, that I talked to says not at all. Of course, this is debatable, but her point was that tennis is really a unique sport. I mean, you mentioned that the women are maybe more popular than the men. It's really the same game. Whereas, you know, in sports like basketball, differences between the sexes are more apparent. But other sports are responding to pressure for more equality. 2 years ago, the New York City Marathon, for example, paid the female winner $30,000 more than the male just to make a point. So sports officials are paying attention.
Thanks, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, from American Public Media.